The Law of Success by Napoleon Hill, narrated by Peter Coates. Dedicated to Andrew Carnegie, who suggested the writing of the course, and to Henry Ford, whose astounding achievements form the foundation for practically all of the 16 lessons of the course, and to Edwin C. Barnes, a business associate of Thomas A. Edison, whose close personal friendship over a period of more than 15 years served to help the author carry on in the face of a great variety of adversities and much temporary defeat met with in organizing the course. Who said it could not be done, and what great victories has he to his credit which qualify him to judge others accurately? Napoleon Hill. Lesson 2. A Definite Chief Aim. You can do it if you believe you can. You are at the beginning of a course of philosophy which, for the first time in the history of the world, has been organized from the known factors which have been used and must always be used by successful people. Literary style has been completely subordinated for the sake of stating the principles and laws included in this course in such a manner that they may be quickly and easily assimilated by people in every walk of life. Some of the principles described in the course are familiar to all who will read the course. Others are here stated for the first time. It should be kept in mind, from the first lesson to the last, that the value of the philosophy lies entirely in the thought stimuli it will produce in the mind of the student, and not merely in the lessons themselves. Stated in another way, this course is intended as a mind stimulant that will cause the student to organize and direct to a definite end the forces of his or her mind, thus harnessing the stupendous power which most people waste in spasmodic, purposeless thought. Singleness of purpose is essential for success, no matter what may be one's idea of the definition of success. Yet singleness of purpose is a quality which may, and generally does, call for thought on many allied subjects. This author travelled a long distance to watch Jack Dempsey train for an oncoming battle. It was observed that he did not rely entirely upon one form of exercise, but resorted to many forms. The punching bag helped him develop one set of muscles, and also trained his eye to be quick. The dumbbells trained still another set of muscles. Running developed the muscles of his legs and hips. A well-balanced food ration supplied the materials needed for building muscle without fat. Proper sleep, relax.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?